This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and the publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, culture, and much more for the entire region. And on this, what is an unseasonably cool Friday, July, how are you, Mr. Tilley?
I'm doing well. It's nice to take the trash out and almost feel like a nip in the air in the middle of July. So interesting weather.
I was on the University of Arkansas campus yesterday to work on a story, and I think it's the first time I've ever seen the campus empty, green, and cool at the same time. Just an unusual phenomenon. Well, let's talk about something that the City Wire has done for a couple of years, and it's the startups to watch. You've been following some startups. There's an update on today's edition of thecitywire.com.
Yes, we late last year, and then we started earlier this year, we talked to Jeff Amrine and several other folks in Northwest Arkansas about some of the up-and-coming companies to watch. And so we picked Oh Baby Foods, Overwatch, it's a gaming company, a company called DataRank, EchoVet, and Pika Solar. And this week we provided an update on Oh Baby Foods and Overwatch. Now, these are all companies that have either based or have a close affiliation in Northwest Arkansas. Interesting, Overwatch is a gaming company. Its CEO, Josh Moody, also just graduated from high school. Now, if that doesn't tell you where, you know, entrepreneurs are coming from, nothing will. But his company has an interesting gaming application, Overwatch, which essentially provides more of a gaming experience. It's combining gaming with GPS, so you can track your opponents, real-time opponents, using GPS. It comes with goggles,
good
hardware.
Grief.
It's fascinating what this kid has thought of, and he's working on, or he says they're getting close to their final funding round of about $300,000. So we're not just talking about putting a few pennies together to pull a company together. And then Fran Free, with CEO of their Oh Baby Foods in Fayetteville, a great story. She was the mother who just, young mother, could not find organic foods, could not find baby foods that she was comfortable serving to her babies, and so she said she'll just, you know, that good old American, mother, or necessity is the mother of invention type thing. So she's founded her company. They are now in 39 states.
Wow.
Interesting companies. We're going to watch them through the rest of the year and then provide a summary of where they traveled in the 12-month period.
Something else you've been watching closely is the Fort Smith Board of Directors and requests for the board to look into how the city handles the billing practices of the city attorneys.
Right. This is, Kyle, this is one of those things that really just started off with one set of problems and has morphed into a much larger set of problems. And it's, frankly, it has a lot of people in Fort Smith wondering about the competence and the direction of the overall Fort Smith Board of Directors. And I do not say that lightly. I'm not being glib about that. But this started when Little Rock attorney Matt Campbell raised some serious questions about the billing practices of Daleen Woods Law Firm, and Daleen Woods represents the city of Fort Smith. So instead of taking those serious, for whatever reason, the majority of the Fort Smith board and the city staff essentially dismissed those claims. They even had Daleen Woods, the law firm to which the allegations were against, investigate itself. They, not shockingly, found nothing wrong, so everyone was innocent. And two board members wanted to review this further. They wanted to establish a committee, seek some outside counsel to review this and to set the record straight. Well, those agenda items were set on the board in a public manner. Then four members of the board used a rule that's somewhat arcane and not a lot of people knew about, that you can remove agenda items in private without explanation, with no public discussion. So this is where we are. There's been a lawsuit filed against the city board suggesting that that's a violation of the Arkansas Freedom of Information Act, because they're essentially removing privately what was set in an ordinance to be discussed publicly. And so, the ordinance may end up being legal, but I think there are a lot of people in Fort Smith I just think that that's bad government, that it's not transparent government.
Well, and what's really odd about this whole set of circumstances is normally, this being an election year, we'd be talking about, well, the possible ramifications come November. But because there's only one contested seat and it doesn't involve an incumbent, you think, well, there might not be any ramifications at
the
ballot
box. Yeah,
there
are no. That's a good point, Kyle, and I've heard people mention that that's why the board, some people believe the board's a little tone deaf on this, and politically tone deaf, I should say, and some people suggest that's why. You know, this will blow over, and no one, you know, the next Jeopardy they'll face is 4 years from now, and people will forget by then. But I don't know. It's not just this incident. There have been four or five incidents in which I think people in Fort Smith are now starting to question. Four or five incidents over the past, you know, 2 to 3 years, in which people are now starting to question: is this the form of government we need to, you know, do we need to go to a mayor form of government where there's at least one person accountable, kind of thing. So, it's we're going to continue to watch it. Like I said, it just started out as some minor issues over legal billings, and it's really morphed into something that is causing people to question just what's going on at City Hall.
Finally, I want to bring up I-49. There's something that we'll be talking about, well, as long as you and I are gainfully employed. But
right, there you go.
Interstate 49, the stretch that will, they say, eventually connect, you know, Louisiana on up north and go through western Arkansas. That proposal has interjected itself into a congressional race.
Well, and which is nice to hear. You know, the 4th Congressional District race, we have to remember the 4th Congressional District now is more than 50% of the Fort Smith metro area, and it snakes up into northwest Arkansas to include Madison County. I know some people may not include that in there, but it's in that corner of the world. But, yes, we have Bruce Westerman, who's a Republican candidate, James Lee Witt, former Federal Emergency Management Director, is the Democratic nominee. This, of course, is an open seat because Tom Cotton is running against Pryor for the Senate seat, but they have, WIT released an infrastructure plan this week that focused primarily on completing Interstate 49 from Almond to Texarkana, as well as the Interstate 69 portion through the southern portion of the 4th District. And, you know, WIT, I would encourage people, I'm not campaigning, this is not my point, I would encourage people to go look at his plan. It has some interesting detail, and it's from a pleasant surprise, in the pleasant surprise category, it's kind of interesting to see congressmen talk in detail about completing a real project. You know, often what we get on candidates from both sides is, you know, kind of nebulous, I'm going to, you know, make your life better kind of stuff. But I'm sure that people who support I-49 are pleased to see that this is a significant part of the discussion, and hopefully it will continue. Now, the reality of that is, you know, we've seen what Congress has done or has not done in terms of the Highway Trust Fund and other things to support infrastructure in the country. So while it's nice to see these two candidates talk about I-49, you know, then we have to remember they have to go to Congress and work with what's seemingly a dysfunctional Congress to get anything done.
All right. Well, you and I are going to take a couple of weeks off from talking to each other, but you'll be back around August 8th. How's that?
If you'll have me, I'll come back anytime.
All right. Thank you. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and much more for the region. Michael, as always, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, sir.